Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. It's a new year. 2020 got here so fast. I want to take a look back at 2019. For the American ag industry, I think the weather made our production challenges more difficult than I can remember, and we farmed through some tough times before. Last spring was so wet it was impossible to get the seed in the ground on time, and millions of acres were left unplanted. When harvest time came, it started raining again, and rivers flooded crop fields. There's still corn unpicked in some northern Midwest states. Everything this last year was not bad, though. President Trump will sign a huge first-phase trade deal with China. China's agreed to buy $40 billion of ag products this year. And during the years of 2013 to 17, those 5 years, they purchased an average of $22 billion. The trade agreement almost doubles that, and it'll help to lift our ag industry out of our slump, at least some. Lighthizer projects, and I quote, China's total purchases of food, energy, manufactured goods, and services will increase by $200 billion. And that's not chump change. Of course, it is not done until it is done. But I'm optimistic. Another big trade victory was the passage of USMCA, and it should be a big boost to our dairy industry, and they sure do need some help. We also have a new agreement with Japan, which opens up a big new market for our pork. Although the year-long trade conflicts did hurt our farm prices, we will now get our reward. President Trump is bringing home the bacon. It was amazing that everything came together at the end of the year. Surprise, we got a budget and no government shutdown. The one cloud still hanging over us is the impeachment circus. Republicans should be able to get that behind us soon. Progress on trade issues can give us a lift this year, but we still have some serious headwinds. And the strongest headwind is our production. With normal weather, we can plant and harvest more acres, and the yields will be up. USDA projects a 5% increase in corn acres and 10% increase in soybean acres. We already have too much milk. Remember, market prices are driven by supply and demand. We're going to need a hungry world to feed this year. Until next week, I'm John Block from Washington.